Wild, wacky, bizarre, exhilarating, freakish, extraordinary, unheard of, historic, legendary. I don't care what adjective you give me, it will not, I repeat, will not adequately describe what happened last week. I've been in this chair now for over 20 years, somewhere north of 750 games. I never recall a weekend quite like last weekend. Beavers score an extra attacker goal on Friday. Okay, it happens. Score two more on Saturday? Three on the weekend? That just flat out does not happen. It did last Friday and Saturday night. Back holds, blue line left, Martin left side half boards. Beavers have an empty net. Extra attacker is on. Eric Martin, shallow angle shot, trickles through, and the Beavers have scored! 2:47 left, it's an extra attacker goal, and Bemidji State cuts it to 4-3. Boy, that thing came from a really shallow, tight angle. Eric Martin's going to get the goal, and Bemidji State within one. It's 4-3. Weissenin sends it back into the corner, hits something, hits a seam in the glass, pops free. Out loose for Eric Martin, a shot, and that one's blocked out in front. Blocked, I believe, by Ryan O'Hara. Puck comes free to the point, held by Eric Martin. Funk, bottom of the right circle. Puck sits between the circles, and Erie Weissenin hits it top shelf. And Bemidji State on the weekend has their third extra attacker goal. We are tied at four with 57 and a half seconds left. Puck just came free to Weissenin in the left side circle, and he popped it up top shelf, and we are tied.
Beavers scored two extra attacker goals under 3 minutes left in the game. Regulation ended in a 4-4 tie. But Bowling Green took a penalty the last 30 seconds of the game, then took another one about a minute into overtime. The Beavers had almost a full minute of 5-on-3 in overtime, and that's when Christian Stover took over.
Back up top, Irie. Flamanga drive. Stover on his backside makes another save. Puck is loose. Trickles wide to the left side post. Flamang tries to stuff it in from behind the net. It's free. It's knocked down again. Funk gets it back. Bison in the shot. That one deflects. Second penalty ends. 2:15 left in overtime. It's free. Stover, the save, sits between the circles. Everyone's just sitting between the circles, and Bowling Green will clear it all the way up the ice.
Erie Weissenin had two goals last Saturday. Adam Flamang tallied three assists. Freshman Issa Parekh had two assists. Eric Martin, Casper Magnuson each scoring goals. Casper's second of the weekend, second of the season. Things were promising last Friday and Saturday night. Beavers, though, would have loved to get 4 points on the weekend instead of just three. Beavers, Will Magnuson.
Yeah, it's a really big weekend for us. We need to get points, and it would have been really tough if we walked out of there with just the 1 point from Friday.
Please do me a favor. If you spent the last week just looking at the standings and seeing Northern Michigan there at the bottom of the standings, ignore that fact. Ignore it because Northern Michigan beat Minnesota State last Friday night. Tom Ceratori says it over and over and over again, and he keeps saying it because the fans keep thinking that this weekend should be an easy weekend. It won't be. Will it be as exhilarating, bonkers, goofy, screwy, or bizarre, or crazy as last weekend? Probably not. But it's college hockey in 2025. It just might be. Let's find out together. Quarter Bar pregame show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.